Hi, everybody. I'd like to spend some time today and talk to you about the energy that we're all moving through in this month of February. This energy is a very unique energy because we are experiencing both the old way of doing things, how we have all lived our lives, and the birth of the new way of doing things. Now, the way it was shown to me was in one symbol. It was shown to me as a teeter-totter. And I thought to myself, that's it? Where's the rest of the information? And of course, I had flashbacks to when I was a child, and I thought, oh, this is a nice, playful energy. And they were very quick to tell me, no, this is not a playful energy. This is a transformational energy. This is the shift from an old way of living to a new way of living. From an old reality to a new reality. The old way to me is all about the almighty buck. And that's how a lot of us based our decision making. And it was based in a way that was very much out of harmony with who we really are as a soul, and out of harmony as what's best for humanity, what's best for our planet, what's best for all of creation. And that is because we have been living in a state of survival. Now, for a lot of us, we go through our lives measuring our own self-worth and success based on how much money we make. So that is our motivation. If we make more money, we are successful, we feel good. And for a lot of us, that also means that we are a good provider. To me, the old way of doing things was the beginning stages of us learning how to be creators. But as humanity as a whole reaches a certain level of consciousness or self-awareness, we are moving into a newer way of doing things that will encourage us to live in harmony and allow that true expression of our soul to come through. Now, to me, the new way of doing things is about creating our money while being in harmony with ourselves, with our planet, and with all of humanity. Which means we are being asked to create in a way where everybody wins. Meaning we're not creating our money at somebody else's expense. We are not damaging our planet just so that we can make money. We are not harming somebody in any way just so that we can make money. Now, the way I would sum up this energy is simply that this is a transformational energy. And as we move through the old way and into the new way, a lot of us are realizing that the old way isn't working. And we're starting to realize that the new way, where we are creating in harmony, isn't just better for us. It's better for everybody. Because for a lot of people right now, your motivations are changing. Where you're realizing that you want to be that true expression of your soul. And you're also realizing the way to be that version of you is by living in harmony and creating a life that is in harmony. And that if you are in harmony, you can still have everything that you want. You can still create all the material abundance you require to feel successful, to be successful, to provide for the people that you care about. The only difference is you're doing it in a way where you are allowing your true expression of your soul to shine through. And you are doing it in a way where everybody wins, not just you. I like to close this energy update by simply saying not everybody is going to want to move through this energy the way you are. And it may be tempting to try and get them to. And the best way that you can help facilitate this transition in our reality is by being the example. by showing people you can create everything they have created or trying to create while being in harmony, while creating in a way where you have everybody's best interest at heart, by creating in a way where you are allowing that true expression of your soul to shine through. I believe that is the best way to speed up this change on our planet. Thank you for your time.